Welcome to the Pathways to Surrender podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and thank you for joining us for this guided meditation. Please note that these meditations are recorded in a tropical setting with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Let's take a moment now to just get settled in, get comfortable and relaxed. Maybe close our eyes and take some breaths and just listen to the music before the meditation starts. It can be helpful to remember that although we take our journey seriously, there is nothing serious about the infinite consciousness within us. In fact, we're most likely to encounter that consciousness when we are in a playful and joyful state, when we are spontaneous and free, soft and fluid. Life has become very serious for many of us. And that seriousness implies a dedication to doing things the right way, a firm belief that there is a right and wrong way to be, and that there are severe consequences for being wrong. Many of us grew up with the idea of a taciturn God, one who was always keeping an eye on us, waiting to judge us, keeping score, There is no such thing. The nature of the infinite consciousness expressing through us as a creative, spontaneous spirit. Journey we have come to think of ourselves as changing the way we are. And we have spoke changing our state of being. Moving from the hyper alertness panic state, the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic. You can think of those states in another way. Sympathetic state, when it has become habitual, is a state of hardness, of closed heart. It is a state that is serious. Has strong beliefs about how things should be, what is right and what is wrong, and what is good, what is bad. The state of connection, the truth, is a state that is soft, gentle, kind, loving, open, spontaneous, playful, joyful, but perhaps the two most descriptive words to describe the difference are hardness and softness, and open and closed. So, when we come to our practice, we devote ourselves to becoming present, changing our state. It can be helpful to consider those qualities. Am I serious about this? Is there a right way and a wrong way? Or am I willing to let go and be shown? Am I willing to be open? Or am I holding myself closed? Is my attitude hard? Or is it soft? And where is love? Many of us will remember at some point in our life the experience of being connected with an unconditionally loving source. Knowing beyond all doubt and uncertainty that we are okay, that we are inseparable from the infinite are in fact blessed. The gift to the world. There are no rules to follow. There is no score being kept. We are in no danger of being judged and found wanting. There is an aspect of us, a truth about us, is undeniable. That is because there is a truth about the world, the universe, that is also true about us. Because we are inseparable, we are integral, we are one. So let us devote ourselves to opening, softening, coming available to that knowing, to that truth. There is nothing missing in us. There is nothing wrong with us. We have simply developed a habit . We have been conditioned to believe certain things that aren't true, that aren't real, that aren't even possible. So now, consider this. It is safe for you to let go. It's safe for you to relax. To soften and open. It is possible for you to do that. You may feel resistance or fear, but simply let that be. Bring your awareness back to what is true. There is nothing to fear. There's no reason to resist. Why hold yourself back from the joy and peace knowing the truth? It goes against our conditioning to soften, to be vulnerable, to be open. It is a challenge. We hold the vision of what is actually true and real. We are willing take the risk, trusting, having faith in that bigger truth, that infinite consciousness, that infinite intelligence. We can be transformed. The power and presence of the infinite is alive and real in this moment. There is that within us which knows and recognizes the call. That presence. There is that within us which longs for the knowing of ourselves, the peace, the joy, the love. There is no reason to hold on any longer. Be assured the presence and the power of that infinite consciousness is alive and well within you. It is closer to you than anything else, because it is the essence of every part of you. Let go. Soften. Open. Become available.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you would like more information on these meditations and teachings, you can visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Wholeness. These are episodes of meditative teachings designed to help us move to the next step in our journey, letting go, learning to surrender, overcoming resistance. That's Pathways to Wholeness. Look for the next episode soon. We'll be uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.